Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
For one family and one glorious nation under God, and together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. And we will make America great again.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Praying for America. Pro-life leader Frank Pavone here. Boy, the Democrats have been doing a lot of stupid things and offensive things, anti-American things. We're going to detail a few of them. And no doubt you've been seeing this yourself. You follow these matters closely. And let's comment on these things in the light of the Word of God and recommit ourselves to making America great again. Let's go to the prophet Isaiah to begin this episode. And in Isaiah chapter 5, we find a very familiar passage so applicable to these Democrat leaders in America today whom we must vote out of office. Let's read the Word of God. Isaiah 5:18, woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of falsehood, who draw sin as with cart ropes, who say, let him be quick, let him speed his work, that we may see it. Let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near, and let it come that we may know it. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and shrewd in their own sight. Let us pray. Lord, we pray for America tonight. We pray for those who are in positions of power and who seek positions of power, that they may first of all know the limits of their office, the limits of their authority, and their accountability, Lord, both to you and to the people who elect them. Let these be the first characteristics we look for in our elected leaders, that they know the limits of the authority they have and that they know the source of that authority. They govern only with the consent of the governed. May we press that point ever more clearly, be aware of it, and instruct our fellow citizens about it. Lord, give us victory in these elections, victory for truth and right, victory for life and freedom, victory for justice and prosperity, victory for America and not for tyranny. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, as I've often said to you, and many of you have said it to me, I've never heard more citizens saying just outright that the political battles of today are simply manifestations of a deeper spiritual battle. This is a battle between good and evil. There is no question about it. We have tyranny at the door, my friends, and it's more than at the door. It's actually functional in America today. It is not the kind of explicit tyranny that you see in many places, but it is nevertheless discernible and measurable. Let me give you an example right off the bat. Did you see what happened in the recent days in the Senate in regard to the Mayorkas impeachment? All right. The Constitution of the United States, which the Democrats hate and want to destroy. Remember, we've been going through Mark Levin's book, The Democrat Party Hates America, and there's a whole section in there, The Democrat Party Hates the Constitution, that's part of hating America. The Constitution lays out how impeachment works. Impeachment not just against the president, but against somebody like a Secretary of Homeland Security, which Alejandro Mayorkas, disgrace that he is, occupies right now, lays out the process. The House has the hearing and votes on impeachment. The House of Representatives. If they vote to impeach, it goes over to the Senate where there's a trial, and the Senate decides whether to convict or not, the punishment being removal from office. Okay. Now, as we have seen in so many other circumstances, the Democrats, their own will is more important than any kind of constitutional norm. And when the articles of impeachment passed by the House reached the Senate, and they had then there at that moment the constitutional duty to examine these and hold a trial, they decided not to do it. On the authority of Schumer, they just dismissed as unconstitutional the articles that were sent over to them. And that was it. No debate. No debate, no trial. Now, I said the Constitution of the United States lays out the process here. Has there ever been a time? Has there ever been an instance? Has there ever been an example of someone being impeached in the House that then the Senate just absolved itself of its constitutional responsibility to hold a trial? Friends, it's never happened. Let's have this clear in our minds. Let's have this at the tip of our lips as we talk to our fellow voters. Once again, the Democrats are doing whatever the hell they want. It has never happened before. The first time in the history of our republic that the United States Senate has simply refused to exercise its obligation to act as a court of trial in an impeachment case. Now, Gary Bauer, with his daily update, thank you to him for putting these things out there in such a clear and readable way. What does this show about these Democrats under the leadership of Schumer? Apologies to the word leadership for insulting its meaning. They don't care about the fact that the Biden administration, in the person of Mayorkas, is ignoring our immigration laws. They don't care about the fact that there is an invasion happening in the United States of America, and they don't care about the implications of this. The victims of these violent people that are coming across our border, victims like Lake and Riley, the Biden crime wave that is coming across the border. These Democrats don't care. They want open borders because they want to influence the election. And this is what we just saw on display. Was there a single Democrat who said, wait a minute, I think we ought to have what the Constitution says we need to have is a trial? Was there a single one there in the United States Senate that said that, stood up and spoke up for the right thing? Not a single one. Now, of course, there were some Republican senators who didn't like the idea of impeaching Mayorkas in the first place. Guys, get your head screwed on straight. Unless we fight back against this evil, we're not going to have a country. And unless we reelect President Trump, we're not going to have a country. Wake up! You're elected to the U.S. Senate? And you don't see this? Really, it's time not only to replace Biden, but to replace a lot of you guys, too. Some more insulting, outrageous stuff coming from Congress. Sometimes we hear about the Hamas wing, Hamas terrorists, the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party. If you think, or if some of your fellow citizens think that this is over-the-top language, there was just a vote in the House of Representatives. Let me read this again, courtesy of Gary Bauer. But there was a vote in the House to condemn, very appropriately condemn, a chant that is genocidal against Israel. The chant, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Now, for low information, ignorant, but good-hearted people, Palestine, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Oh, it's a chant for freedom. That sounds good. That sounds generous of us. That sounds like we're freeing the oppressed. Oh, that's great. Not realizing that what this means is a call for genocide and the obliteration of Israel, because from the river to the sea, That's Israel. That's geographically describing Israel from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. Look at the map. We're not talking here about the Gaza Strip. We're talking about the state of Israel. By the way, some people were asking me recently about whether we are obliged to support Israel. Brothers and sisters, it's very simple to understand this. Israel is part of our spiritual DNA as Christians. It's not even so much another party. It's us spiritually. This is our entire, our history, our scripture, our Savior, the fulfillment of the promises made to them on the land given to them. I mean, it's so, it's not even a question, a political question. It's a fundamental human question based on our human history and our spiritual history. So yes, we have a duty, we have an obligation towards Israel. The river referred to is the Jordan, the sea is the Mediterranean. Genocide against Israel is what is meant by that phrase, that chant, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. So the House leadership among the Republicans called for a resolution, brought up a resolution condemning the bigoted anti-Semitic statement, and praise God, it passed overwhelmingly, 377 to 44. However, now you have to ask, who in the world are these 44? I'll tell you who they are. They're Democrats. 43 out of the 44. Democrats. They hate America. They hate Israel. They hate the faith. They hate the scriptures. Democrats. Brothers and sisters, now is the time to make our fellow voters aware of all of this. And when we say the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party, I mean, you're unwilling to condemn that phrase. So in other words, you believe in the destruction of Israel. Who else believes in that? Hamas. This is the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party. And because there's 43 of them, that's 20% of all House Democrats, not an insignificant number. Shame on them. They should not be, not only should they not be serving in the federal legislative house of America, they shouldn't even be in America. What are they doing here is what I want to know. What exactly are they doing here? Let's pause right here. We've got to pray. You know, we read from Isaiah, woe to those who call good evil and evil good. We hear our fellow citizens saying, this is a battle between good and evil. And now we see this explicit endorsement of genocidal language against a nation that is not only geopolitically one of our most best friends, most important allies, bastion for freedom in that part of the world, but spiritually, from the point of view of faith, what nation could possibly be closer to us? Yeah, this is good versus evil. Let's immerse this situation in prayer right now. Lord God, first of all, these 43 people, these 44 people, 43 of them Democrats, that voted against this resolution. Lord God, stop the evil that these people are perpetrating, that these people are encouraging. Awaken their consciences to some semblance of responsibility for standing against, not standing with, but standing against the terror threats that we find in our world today. Lord, what is going on with these people? Lord, send them away from us. Just we want to be free. We want to be free. They don't want to condemn this statement, oh, the Palestine shall be free from the river to the sea, at the obliteration of Israel. They don't want to condemn that. But we know what we want to say. Let us be free from people like this in our government. Let the voters rise up. Let them rise up now. Let them awaken now in conscience. Vote these people out. We pray, Lord God, for wisdom. We thank you for the leadership that's been exercised to pass a resolution like this. And we pray that our fellow citizens may be educated and learn the meaning of these genocidal threats. Lord God, we also pray for our nation and the attack against our Constitution. Lord God, these same Democrats who want to attack Israel are attacking America and attacking our Constitution. Lord God, we pray for a restoration of respect among our elected officials for the very processes that our Constitution requires. Lord, we teach our young children to do their homework, clean their rooms, make their bed, clean up after themselves, throw the garbage. We teach them basic responsibilities and basic rules, and yet we have members and we have leaders in the United States Senate who can't follow the simple rules that are in the Constitution, lest following their duty, they bring to light a major failure of this current administration, a major failure of the Democrat Party to protect our nation. They don't want to let a negative light be shown on their utter failures in which they are complicit. And so they just set aside their responsibility just like that. They feel accountable to nobody. Lord God, make them realize they are accountable to you. And they are accountable to us, the voters, and awaken the voters that people like this do not belong in public office when they cannot follow the plain obligations imposed on their office by the Constitution. They took an oath to uphold it. They took an oath to uphold the Constitution. And then they just throw it out the window. Free us again, Lord God, from people like this. Free us, Lord God, from a mindset like this. Bring us quickly to a change of leadership in the United States Congress. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. All right. Abortion. A few years ago, Congress passed a law called the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. Now, what does that sound like to you that it's encouraging? Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. You got a worker who's pregnant, okay? This law empowers the EEOC, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, to enforce the law by requiring employees, and again, I'm borrowing here from Gary Bauer's update, to do everything possible to help ensure that pregnant female employees give birth to healthy babies. So, employers have to accommodate doctor's appointments that pregnant mothers have, offer temporary reassignment to jobs within the company that are less physically taxing, provide chairs so that they don't have to stand on their feet all day if their work requires them to do that. And so these are all good things. What does the Biden administration do? Well, let's insert abortion, because they're fanatics about abortion. Let's insert abortion into the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act so that those who want to end their pregnancy, destroy their pregnancy, can be accommodated too. It's a perversion. Friends, the law was meant to ensure healthy babies and healthy pregnancies and healthy moms, not to kill the babies. But for the Democrats, there's no distinction here. Well, let's just kill more babies. These people are sick. It perverts the law. Representative Virginia Fox, whom I know personally, great advocate for life and for so many things, she chairs the House Education and Workforce Committee, so she has something to say about these regulations that the Biden administration, they put them out there. There was time for public comment. Some of you commented on it. They got more comments opposed to the idea of inserting abortion into this than for it, but they put it in anyway. They're obliged, by the way, to read the comments, and that's why we know how many there were. Well, here's what Virginia Fox said. The PWFA, Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, does not apply to abortions. The term abortion is not once mentioned in the law. Instead of following congressional intent, the Biden administration is using the regulatory process to advance radical policy goals. Now, they always do this. This is another example of the tyranny. Oh, we don't care what, just like they don't care what the Supreme Court says. Oh, we're going to forgive student loan anyway. They don't care what the Constitution says. Oh, we're just going to not carry out our responsibility to have a trial after there's been an impeachment. So they don't care what the congressional intent of laws is. If it serves their agenda to ignore it and just insert into a law. See, when you have a law, there's a reason why the law gets passed. Through a process from our elected representatives, holding hearings, gathering evidence, lobbying, creating amendments. People lobby them. And you have to look at the intent of the lawmakers. What was this law meant to accomplish? The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act was not meant to accomplish more abortions or forcing employers to cooperate in abortion. By the way, I'm an employer. We employ about 50 people here at Priests for Life, and we're making it very clear to the federal government that, you know, we would never follow something like this, even though our employees are full-time pro-life workers, so they're not going to be seeking abortions. But nevertheless, if the mind of the Biden administration is that, despite the fact that there was no intent about this in the law, they're willing to impose this on us, if that's what they are thinking of doing, we will make it very clear that we would never obey such a thing. We must obey God rather than men. You know, we've been through this before when under the Obama-Biden administration, we were under the mandate to include in our health insurance plans provision for certain types of abortion and other morally objectionable drugs. We said no. And they're so condescending. This, oh, we'll give you a year to figure out how you're going to work this out. No, don't need a year. We don't need a minute. When something is violating our faith, our conscience, we say no. We had to bring it into court. We went all the way up to the Supreme Court together with a bunch of other cases and people who were complaining and so forth. And ultimately, we won on that point. Well, we won thanks to the election of President Trump. But this is where the Democrats have always been. And they'll continue to be. Impose their radical policies. They do it this way because they know if this had been presented to Congress in the process of making the law, let's say it had been introduced as an amendment, which would be the proper way of going about trying to do something like this if you think it's proper in the first place, it would have been rejected. So they don't want to go that way. They want to impose it by some kind of rule that they can impose. They can impose because they're tyrants. They don't care where the conscience of the people happens to be. Object to this. Let it be known that you object to this. Be on the lookout for more about this, especially as employers, there are employers who will object, and I'm sure there will be cases coming up in the not too distant future. Let's pray over this as well. So, Father, we turn to you as we pray for America, and we know that conscience is under assault and life is under assault. First of all, Lord, Americans want less abortion, not more. We beg you to save us. Free us. Free us from this path of lusting after the blood of the youngest children. Lord, stop the push for abortion, whether it's coming from Biden or the Congress or pro-abortion groups working in the states to impose abortion and a right to abortion in the state constitutions, which would take away the right and ability of the people to protect these babies in the womb. Stand in the way, Lord God, of this march forward of the culture of death. Give us freedom, freedom to choose life, freedom to support life. We thank you, Lord, for the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, for the provisions that it gives to moms in the workplace, Lord, that they might be kept healthy and that rightful accommodations will be made for them and for their babies, not accommodations against their babies or to snuff out their babies. Lord, let this reveal to our fellow voters the mindset of the Democrat Party that they can't help themselves. Instead of following the meaning of a law, they'll insert their radical baby-killing agenda into everything they can get their hands on. Free us, Lord God. Stop the march forward of this destructive, bloody ideology. Protect us, Lord, always. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, let's sum up all our prayers and praises now, and we include your intentions and your needs as we do this in offering the prayer that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, friends, I hope this is helpful to you. Talking points for your friends and neighbors and fellow voters, social media, any and every way, preachers bringing this up in the pulpit. Remember, as we come away from these programs, commenting on, praying over the news, we want to equip you with talking points. It's one of our main goals here. And be vocal, be loud, do further research on these points, and let's be effective in making sure our fellow voters understand we've got to get the Democrat Party out of power. They are destroying America and everything else that we believe in. Thanks, friends. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Stay well. Let's pray for each other and keep connected with me on social media at Fr. Frank Pavone. Thank you for watching.
Hello, this is Abby Johnson of Unplanned the Movie. You know me as a longtime supporter of Priest for Life and of Father Frank Pavone. And I just want to encourage you, as someone who knows of the great work of this organization, please continue to stand strong. Please continue to support this mission. It is so needed now more than ever. Thank you so much for all of your support.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.